Thank you for calling us. Top 5. My name is Brian. How can I help you today?
Hi, Brian. My name is Warren Ward. I just got an email saying my bill was due, you know, how to make a payment and everything, but I thought I had automatic payment set up.
Okay.
So I'm a little curious about that. The last one was taken out automatically on May 1st, mm-hmm. and then I just got the one saying June 1st, but as far as I can tell, nothing's been taken out yet.
Okay, let's get that. We'll work on that together here for you. And now just for verification purposes, can I get your name and your address?
Name is Warren Ward, 24 Appletree Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Appletree Drive, okay.
Yeah, I don't like being late on anything, so that's why I'm double-checking.
Yeah, I hear you. We can sort that out together. Okay. All righty. And the phone number that's associated with this account, Ward?
I'm hoping it's my cell phone number, but we'll find out. 845-417-5539. And if that's not it, I got my home phone number yet, too. So.
Yeah, could you read out your phone number, your home phone, because it appears that that one.
Okay, it's 845-246-6890.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you, Ward.
Yeah, I wasn't sure which one it was.
It's okay. Alrighty. So, got, so that you paid on April.
Yes, they said May. Well, the bill, the thing says May 1st when it was taken out. So I'm assuming that because I think I got it hooked up at the end of April. You know, right at the end of April. So May 1st it was taken out.
Okay.
The 94, whatever it was. I mean, I could look back, but then there was. I just got the bill now. You know, saying for June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But I just look at my bank account. Nothing's been taken out yet. So that's where I got. I thought it was supposed to be automatic. You know. They were going to take it out automatically.
Okay, I hear you. Let's see. Why may not have gotten through.
Yeah, just concerned about it. Like I said, cause I got. I mean, even when I took the first payment out, like 2 days later, I got saying, you know, paid a bill, but it was already paid.
Okay.
This time here, it says because the last time it was electronic withdrawal was on May 1st, 2024. Yep.
Okay. 35. Okay, so I'm looking into your account right now, Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Just bear with me here.
Oh, not a problem. I got nothing but time on my hands, so.
Appreciate that. Alrighty. Okay. Okay, so right now it says this in. So as of now, there's an amount due. There's an amount
right.
outstanding.
Right.
189 due July 16th.
189. What's 189 for?
Because it looks like there was an unpaid balance on June 4th. It was due June 4th. I'm looking at the sum amount of $94.94.
So that's yeah, 94.94 is what it should have been, yeah.
So it looks like it wasn't paid. Let me check your.
Well, that's what I mean. It's supposed to have been an automatic withdrawal, and I only just got the email.
Okay. Let me see here.
That's why I set it up. I set it up so, you know, because I said you save 10% if you do the automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I set it up, and they automatically took it out the first time. I didn't have to do anything. I did no check. I didn't credit card, nothing. They took it right out of the bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And the invoice I just got was only, like, says 20 hours ago when it came in. So that's only yesterday. I just got the invoice. And today's only the 4th anyway.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like, yeah, 16th. Balance forward. Okay.
Yeah, the email only came in 6 o'clock last night.
Okay, let's see here.
So I said, how can I be late if I just got the email and also it's supposed to be automatic withdrawal?
Because it looks like you've paid the invoice for May.
Yeah, that's the one I did. That's the one they took automatically took out was for May 1st.
Uh-huh.
And then then after that, I got one after that, which I think it's still here. I don't know if it's still here or not. But they took it out. Like I said, they only hooked it up at the end of, like the very end of April. Then they took out the 94, whatever it was. I'd have to go back and look.
Mm-hmm.
On May 1st, 94.89, automatically took it out for May 1st. And then I get the invoice yesterday, and now you're telling me it's 189. I'm like, well, there was supposed to be automatic. So what happened?
I see. I'm looking at the invoices right now, Warren. Okay, 94. I don't. So what I'm doing now is I'm looking over the invoices for these past 2 months. See what went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even hooked up till like the last day of April. Right at the end of April. I think it was like I could actually go back on the calendar and look. I think it was the 25th or something like that. I can't remember what it was now. Hang on here. What the heck?
Four.
Yeah, it might have been I'm trying to remember if it was the 23rd of April they hooked it up or the 30th of April. I think it was I can't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday, but it was the very last end of April. They hooked it up. It might have even been the 26th, but it's either the last week of April they hooked it up, uh-huh. And the bill came out, and they took it out on May 1st, the 94.89. And then right after they took the 94.89 out, I got an invoice saying my bill was due. Well, it just paid it. I mean, was it 94.89 for 2 days or 3 days?
Right. So that was most if this is your so this is going to be your first time paying, correct?
No, second time paying.
Second time paying.
I paid May 1st, 94.89.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Let me see here. May 1st. I'm looking over here, the charge details.
Yeah, here I got it right here. April 30th was they charged me April 30th, 94.89, which I'm assuming was for the month of May, because I only had it a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So and then May 1st they sent out the thing saying, hey, they sent me out the invoice. Well, it was just paid, so I didn't worry about that one. Then I just get this June one, and I'm like going, okay. And I check my bank account, and they haven't automatically taken it out.
For the month of June.
Yeah, for the month of June. So that's what I'm like going, okay, are they not doing, because they said if you set it up, you know, the online payment, you're going to save 10%.
Yeah.
Well, that means I'm assuming they're going to take it out automatically, or do I have to keep going in there telling them, okay, pay the bill online, pay the bill online? I didn't specify that, but like I said, now you're telling me it's $189, and I only got the invoice yesterday. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Or are they not doing the automatic withdrawal? I got to do it online every time.
No, it would be automatic. Let me check your.
Because I actually gave the guy my bank account number, everything to set it up that way. You know, because I wanted to save the 10%. And then, like I say, that's why I called right, you know, today. I'm like, I better check, just see what's going on with this, because it's not showing up that they took the money out of the account yet.
Okay. So I'm looking at your account information for the payment methods, Warren.
Uh-huh.
It looks like everything's good. Format, Archtop invoice, electronic check, ACH, paperless billing. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I said, of course, before I set it up that way with the gentleman I was talking to on the phone. And then, of course, I did get an invoice for May, but I said, well, it automatically took it out already, which is kind of weird. Then I got this one here, and I checked my bank account, and it hasn't come out. So I checked it again, you know, just a little while ago. It says, nope, still hasn't come out. That's why I made the phone call like I did. And then, of course, when you tell me 189, I'm like, whoa, what happened here? You know, it was 94.89. Why'd it go all the way up to 189? I says, and I mean, how can I be late also, because I only just got the invoice in the email, but like I said, it's supposed to be automatic withdrawal.
Right, right. This is very, a little strange here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm glad I called though. Ooh.
Yeah, it's I'm trying to see where it went wrong here.
Yeah, so I know you guys are new yet, you know, probably still working out a few issues, but I'm like, oh, woo.
Okay, so this is the one for June.
Right, correct. This should be June's payment. Yes.
June. Okay. That one's for June. I'm going to open up the invoices on separate. Okay, now this is for.
As I said, I know they took out May because when I get the confirmation that it was paid, I actually save it in a file.
Okay.
But then again, I can go to my bank account too, and I can see that it was taken out for May. And then June, I said, wait a minute, June 1st has passed. I looked, I said, okay, it's not taken out yet. Then yesterday, I get the thing for the invoice. I go, that's what happened last time for May. The invoice came out like 2 or 3 days after it already taken it out of the account. This time here, it never took it out of the account. That's where I got, uh-oh, what's going on? Yeah, saving 10%, though. That's the reason I did it that way, too.
Okay, so May, June. Okay, so for May 1st, for the month of May,
Right.
I'm looking that I'm seeing here on my end, right, that, so that's the, you paid $94.98.
I show $94.89, but that could, you could be right. I don't, you know what, let me go back and look, but I thought it's, you know, I went the wrong way, dummy.
All right. And now for, yeah.
No, for that was me. I almost deleted the email. Sorry. Didn't want to do that yet. Yeah, 94.98. You're right. 94.98. I'm sorry. You are right. Yes, 94.98.
Okay, so.
Yep. I don't know why I kept saying 89, but yeah, 94.98. You're right.
It's all good. Okay, so there's 94.98.
Right, 94.98. Yep. I got the confirmation right from my bank right here, and I'm looking at that too. So.
Okay, so this I'm just trying to make some notes here. So this invoice for June 1st is paid already.
Now you got me confused because I'm not showing it from my bank. Unless the bank hasn't caught up to you yet, because that sometimes happens too. You could have taken it out and it just hasn't showed up for my bank account yet. Because, like I said, I didn't, you know, that's why I called, because I'm not showing it here. And I know I usually get the invoice like 2 or 3 days after they take the money out.
Mm-hmm.
But this time here, I got the invoice before it's showing that they took the money out.
Okay. Do you have the invoice in front of you, the one for June 1st, Warren?
No. All it shows is that when I go to my email, I didn't even get a confirmation that it was paid like the one in May. The one in May, hang on 1 second here. I got it right in front of me. Hang on. The one in May... came through Archtop Fiber online payment, and basically receipt, and they got the number here, the payment, my name, April 30th, 2024 at 9:45 a.m. The amount was $94.98 for the month of May. So it was taken out to like almost like the last day of April for May, and I'm showing nothing for June.
Okay.
Nothing. Wait a minute, unless it went to trash. I shouldn't have done that because
I have the bill for June right in front of me. Warren.
Right.
So the one for June, it says, "Hi Warren, here is your bill for June 1st. It's
right.
$94.94.
Oh. A little bit, a couple cents less.
command statement. So I'm trying to figure out. Uh,
That makes more sense than the 89 or 189 you told me. I'm like, whoa, what happened there? But like I said, I'm showing no receipt that was paid, and my bank is not showing anything that was paid. So like I said, you guys usually send me a confirmation payment, you know, and then usually I get the statement from my bank and it says it was withdrawn.
Okay.
Because I usually get notifications right away too on my phone when it's been withdrawn.
Because you got a notification on April 30th, right? That the amount paid.
Well, May 1st. Yes. Yep. Yes, I did get that confirmation. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So I'm just trying to figure out
yep.
why we haven't gotten. And just so I can ask, when you got the notification on April 30th, was the money removed from your account on April 30th?
May 1st.
May 1st. Okay. So the next day.
Well, that's what the bank says. Bank says May 1st. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And like I said, I don't know when the email came saying, hey, you got to pay this amount, because I didn't keep that. Once I got the receipt saying it was paid, I kept that.
Okay.
And I think the thing saying you had to pay it came second or third or something like that. I can't remember. But it wasn't on the first that it came. It actually was – I got the payment receipt, and then a day or two later I got the notification saying you owe May. But May was already paid.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the weird part. Yeah.
So like the money's going to delay.
Yeah, it shows the pay. Well, it shows the payment. But you know, you guys received the payment. But then, then I get the notification that's saying, okay, the online payment is due. Well, wait a minute, you just took it out. Yeah, it's coming after you already taken it out. And, by then my bank had already shown that you had taken it out. So it's just kind of weird. But then I got this notification saying I owe June. But I have no confirmation that the money was taken out from Archtop or my bank. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. Let me see here.
Yeah, that's one thing I always do. I've never been late on a payment. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was late once because it never came in the mail.
That's yep. happened to me once before.
Yeah, post office lost it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I actually had letters going out one time, and I found it was raining out. I go outside, and there's my letter laying in the middle of the driveway. I go,
wow.
You've got to be kidding me. Never even made it. The mailman picked it up and dropped it right in my driveway. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Okay. Invoice number.
That's why I never put rain mail out when it rains.
Okay. I'm just trying to get back to that. I'm going to pull up that invoice where it says it was due like 100 something.
Yeah, that was weird because I'm like going, what happened there? You know, almost sounds like they charged me 2 months there.
Yeah, like twice.
Yeah, twice, yeah.
Hold on, give me 1 second here, Warren.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm very pleased with it so far. I got to get the billing straightened out.
I'm glad you hear that, Warren. Yeah, it's just working out some of the kinks.
Yeah, that's I've heard that. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's put it this way, too. I'm so glad to get rid of Spectrum. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I've heard not so good things about Spectrum myself.
Nope. And like I say, I've been looking around my neighborhood here, and a lot of people are getting Archtop, yep.
That's good. Very good.
Some are going to Planet Networks, but I prefer Archtop.
All right.
Nope. Hang on, I'm just gonna get that real quick.
Yep, no problem, Warren.
Hello? What? Mm-hmm. Okay, yep, I'm on the yep. Yep, I'm on the phone right now. Yeah, not with Joanne, with Archstop, so yep. The cable company. Okay, yep. Okay, bye. Okay, I'm back again.
Yep, welcome back, Warren.
My sister, once I got to get him off the phone, otherwise we'll talk there forever.
Okay, so. Okay. May 16th, 94-96. Huh. 94-94. Because I'm looking at your invoice for May here.
Right.
And it says there was a payment made April 30th.
Yeah, 94-98, yeah.
Right.
Right.
So that's done. Okay. Now I'm pulling up your bill for June.
Right.
And it's 94-94.
It's 4 cents less, but still it's right where I, you know, expected, around $94, you know, $95, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's 94-96, I'm sorry.
Either way, it's still right there, yeah. When you told me that 189, that's the one that I'm like, what happened there? Yeah, that scared me a little bit.
June,
like,
June 16th. And then there's some balance. I'm not doing. Yeah, I don't. I'm finding that there's an issue on the statements here, Warren.
Okay, as I said, because I said I received, you know, I just received June saying, okay, your payment is due.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, and it said, of course, it says June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And June 3rd is when I got the email, and I'm like going, okay, let me check. And I'm showing nothing out of the bank yet. So that's where I was curious. I'm like, okay, how late is late going to be? You know, because I don't like being late. And that's why I decided, well, let me just give a call, find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Because last time they took the money out before I even got the statement. Yeah.
Oh. So I'm guessing this time there was a small delay as well. Because there's no, this is due, you have until June 16th to pay for it.
Okay, June, I'm just going to keep that in mind. I'm just writing that down because if I don't see it come out of my bank, you'll be getting another call from me going, okay, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yep. Like I said, I just don't like being late. And like I said, it was set up when I originally set it up. I set it up for the automatic, you know, because it's going to save me money on the billing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I did it that way. And when I got the bill, like I said last time, I got it 2 to 3 days after they already took the money out. And I'm like, well, that was weird. But okay, they took the money out, so no problem with that. And I checked my bank account. Okay, that come out. I said everything's perfect. This time here, I get the statement asking for the, you know, online payment, and I'm like going, I checked today because like I got it yesterday. So let me just see if it came out today. Nothing today. I'm like going, okay, but the email doesn't tell you what late is either. So I figured
let me
give a call to be on the safe side.
Yeah, no, it's due by June 16th, which is like what, 2 weeks away, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. I don't have my calendar in front of me. You're probably right. Yep.
And it's just going to be automatically debited.
That's what I was double checking on too, because you know, when they send me the statement saying yeah it's due, I'm okay. It says to call or go online so you can pay it. And I'm like going, wait a minute, I got it set up for automatic withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like going, okay, let me just re-verify everything, make sure everything is proper, because sometimes, you know, things do happen.
Right, yeah.
Yep. So, let me put it this way. Thank you for your help. And like I said, if I don't hear anything by June 15th, you'll be getting a call from me again.
We'll be glad to take that call, Warren, for you.
Okay, Brian, you have a good day, and hope I didn't give you too much of a headache.
No, it's all good. I appreciate your patience, Warren. Thank you for being understanding.
Yep. Thank you very much. And like I say, June 15th, if I don't see it by then, you'll be getting a call saying, okay, we got a problem going on now.
I will sort it out for you. No problem, Warren.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling our Stop
you
Fiber.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.